Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, as always joined by the phenomenal Mind Shift crew, Mr. Billy Miller and Dr. Ayle Kedar. It is already Monday. Happy Mind Shifting Monday, the first Monday of December. And we are always excited to be here for another phenomenal conversation, another great lineup of guest speakers that join us. And it's an opportunity for us to be able to connect with you, our listeners, to have a mind shift. For those of you that are new to the show, just want to say welcome to the show. For those of you that are listening to us online, be sure to join us in the chat room. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We love the comments and the feedback. So make sure you're plugged in the chat room at mindshifttalkradio.com. Also, if you have not befriended us yet, please do so on Facebook. You can find us at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And if you're on Blog Talk, you can also follow us on Blog Talk. We love to get the comments and the inbox messages and all the great feedback from you guys. This show is for you. We like to say this is real conversation for real folks. It's a great opportunity for like-minded individuals to come together to discuss the necessary mind shift that needs to take place in order for us to experience new levels and greater heights of success in every area of our life, whether that be your mind, your body, your spirit, personal development, professional development, relationships, finances, spirituality. We cover it all on Mind Shift Talk Radio. So we encourage you when you come to the show to definitely come with an open mind, an open heart, and an open perspective, because you may not necessarily agree with everything we say at the beginning of the show, but we guarantee if you just stick with us throughout the hour, there will be something for you in this show. So, again, thank you for tuning in. I'm Stacey Emery, and I want to introduce you to my Mind Shift crew. So the first person I'm going to introduce to you is the other lady of the show, my sister, partner in success, always great to have on the show. She is hilarious and definitely keeps us intrigued, to say the least, Dr. Ayle Kedar, the natural Zen Diva. What's up, Dr. Ayle?
Hey, what's up, beautiful people?
Great to hear you. And also got to bring over our brother, introduce our brother of the show. He is a man that holds it down. He has to be strong because he deals with both of us week after week. So bless his heart. But he is the motivational minister himself, Mr. Billy Miller. What's up, Billy?
Hey!
Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday, man. God is good. Life is good. I feel good today.
That's right. I always feel good on Mondays, right? It's Mind Shift Monday.
Mind
How can you not feel good on a Monday?
Man, I was just in the chat room. I mean, in the, on Facebook. And sometimes I get in a zone, you know, and that just, man, it was just feeling good today. I just went in about an hour before the show on Facebook.
Did you?
It just went in, you know what I'm saying? Just flowing in the spirit, you know. But, yeah, I'm good. My life is good. I'm excited about the show. And before we even get to this show, I just want to mention about last week's show. We had Lakeisha McKnight last week, which was just an awesome show. I advise anybody to go listen to the archives. She talked about awakening the champion. Man, what was Chris Gloss at when you need him? Because, you know, he always talk about champion. But she talked about awakening the champion. You know, a lot of people, everybody has a champion inside of them. It may be sleep. A lot of people think it's dead, but it's not dead. It's just sleep. And anything that's sleep can rise up and can wake up. And she came and delivered a message to wake up that champion inside of us. So, hey, I think that's why I'm feeling good today. That champion woke up inside of me.
I like that. Well, shout out to Lakeisha McKnight. I mean, I agree. It was a great conversation. And it's just been awesome how the speakers have been on point, like week after week, kind of reinforcing the same message. I know we started off talking, doing a show with just Billy and I talking about paradigm shifts, and we talked about, you know, living that balanced life, having that mind, body, spirit connection and so forth, and just having that peace. And then we had Tanoa Bond come on, and she talked about the audacity expert just unleashing that beast. And then, like you said, Lakeisha came out, and she just further drove the message last week about awakening the champion. So it's been great. And I'm even excited about the guest that's going to be joining us tonight because, again, we're going to keep it going. So we got to keep the momentum going. And these are great conversations for us to have. I always love this time, even last year when we had – it was this time on Mindshift last year when we started to really have speakers that embrace the whole idea of making sure that we're strong and we're grounded, making sure that we're in the right place and we're positioned for success in the next year, in the new year. And so I love having these conversations because our speakers and our guests just give us so much valuable information. They give you all these nuggets that can you, that you can use to equip you to be in a better position going into the new year. So it's about recapping where we are, assessing where we are, not beating ourselves up. I know I will raise my hand to be one of the first to be guilty of that, just to say, oh, my gosh, I'm just like, you know, I'm not getting it right now. It's not clicking. And so if you're one of those individuals like me that says, you know what, this has been a long year. There have been some great things, some highlights, some low points as well, but great learning experiences throughout the entire year. We just have to determine, okay, we need to look at that from a different perspective, obviously. We need to have that mind shift and say, okay, we're going to embrace every experience we've had this year and use that to propel us into success in the new year. So if you're like me, I am the personal development expert here, and I still have my days where I am just all over the place, I promise you. So if you are like that, just know that you are not alone. Stacey is here with you, but that's why we're here on Mindshift Talk Radio. So kudos to you for being here. Kudos to you for being diligent in your pursuit of success, of growth, and of change. And so I'm going to introduce you to tonight's speaker. Like I said, tonight's speaker is also going to be off the chain, has a beautiful spirit, and her name is Coach Chantel Springer. Now, Chantel Springer is a mother. Excuse me, she's a mother, she's a wife, spiritual teacher, obviously wearing several hats, a woman who's transformed her own life by transforming her mind. And so the title of tonight's show is Mastering Your Belief System. And so Coach Chantel's signature speech is how I turned my limited beliefs of me being a woman, African-American, and obese into the ultimate gift. And so she struggled with being overweight for much of her childhood, her young adult life, and she'll tell you more about her story tonight. Her story is phenomenal, to say the least, especially just going through this journey with her to see how her life has been transformed by the renewing of her mind. And so she's going to share her message with us tonight about how to master your belief system in order for you to achieve success in every area of your life. So without any further ado, I do want to introduce you to tonight's guest, Coach Chantel Springer. Welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio, Coach Chantel.
Thank you so much, Stacey. I am so happy to be here. Thank you for that beautiful introduction.
You are welcome, and we are honored and so thankful to have you here with us. And I know I didn't go into a very deep bio, so if you could please first just tell our listeners who you are and also tell them a little bit about the message that you're going to be sharing with us tonight.
Absolutely. As Stacey went over that, I went through my own personal transformation. This is how I came into doing coaching and doing my spiritual teachings. I was about 60 pounds overweight and really struggling. I was a school teacher for about 10 years and in the school system, loved teaching, loved my students, but really wanted to step out and start doing spiritual teaching and spiritual coaching. And I went through a period of my life where I was going through low self-esteem, depression, because I really wasn't living out my passion, the dreams that I had within. And as I studied and I continued growing, and I'm a metaphysician, I've been studying mind over body for many, many years, and I started practicing and really wholeheartedly pouring myself into my teachings and really studying my beliefs and what was I believing, because what we manifest in our life is based upon our beliefs. So pretty much by overhauling my mind, I changed my life, and that will lead us into what I'm going to talk to the audience about tonight, which is mastering your belief system. And before we get started with my talk on mastering your belief system, I just want to set the space and the attention. So for the listeners on the show tonight, I want you to just close your eyes for a couple of seconds. And I just want you to take in a deep cleansing breath through your nose and let it go. I just want you to let go of the day, anything that happened throughout the day, and I just want you to relax. Relax your mind, relax your body. Let's take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And one more deep cleansing breath through your nose and out through your mouth. All right, so let's get started. So what is a belief system? I have many ask me, what is a belief system? What is mastering your beliefs? And according to the Webster Dictionary, your belief system is the actual set of precepts from which you live your daily life, those which govern your thoughts, your words, and your actions. And I want you to think about that for a moment. I want you to think about your life and what are you manifesting in your life right now. And everything that we see in the physical form started from a thought. Okay? So I want you to think about that. One is constantly subjected to the suggestions of our society and common beliefs. And I think about Don Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements, where he talks about agreeing in the womb. And when I think about the beliefs, our beliefs come from childhood, our beliefs come from our society, our beliefs are passed down to us sometimes, our beliefs are based upon a lot with our conditions of what we've been around our whole entire life. And what I'm here to tell you tonight is that you can overcome anything that it is by identifying and mastering your belief systems. I'm going to go over a couple belief systems that we tend to deal with within our life. And the first one is centered around money. I know for many, many years, and this is my biggie in my own personal life, and I'm very transparent with my coaching clients. I'm very transparent with my speaking engagements because I'm on this journey just as everyone else is on this journey that we call life. And I have my moments, and that's why I'm so connected. I love the name of this show, Mind Shift. I have to shift my mind throughout the day, I mean, numerous times out the day to get out of the BS, I call it, the belief system. And let's think about money. Let's think about some of the beliefs that we were taught that was centered around money. I could just think about, you know, from growing up, and not just even in my family, just a worldly view about money. Money is the root of all evil. I'm sure we've heard that before. It's more exciting to be poor than rich. Getting rich is a matter of luck or fate. Striving for wealth won't allow much time for anything else. To be rich, you have to use people and take advantage of them. Okay, that's just a couple of some of the things that we have might heard about money. And what I found in my life is that when I have an opportunity to accumulate maybe more of a mass of money, I used to self-sabotage myself because I thought, well, maybe, you know, I was always taught that the meek shall inherit the earth. And, you know, that the rich, they're mean, you know, they look down on people that are under them. And I had all these faulty beliefs that was keeping me from my dreams and keeping me from my desires. And it's so amazing once you learn how to identify of what's holding you back and getting you to the point where you want to be in your life starts turning around. And that's just one belief. And the next belief I want to deal with is centered around relationships. How can false belief systems affect our relationships? In our marriage, okay, our relationships on our job, with our children. Here are some examples of false beliefs, okay, which ones that we can identify with. The fear of failure, the fear of rejection, the fear of punishment, the fear of inferiority, okay, people-pleasing, defensiveness. These are some of the things that in the beliefs that we take on throughout our lifetime. And I say that to say that at some point in our life, we've all felt maybe one, two, or maybe some of us felt all of these things in our life. And I'm here to say that's okay too. So once we learn how to identify what's going on in our life and learn how to identify what limited beliefs that we have that are keeping us back from what we truly desire in our life, then we're able to flourish and move further. Just like I use the example in my own personal story about my weight. And this is something that I've struggled with as a child all the way up until my adult life. And still to this day, I have to self-check myself because I have some days I go look in the mirror. I'm like, oh, my goodness, you know what's going on. And I have to self-check and say, Chantel, no, what are you doing? That's a false belief. So it's all about self-checking. And learning and unlearning is the whole key with this belief system thing. We've learned these limited beliefs, and we carry these beliefs from us from childhood to young adult to our adult life, and it just and then we pass it on down to our children, their children, their children's children. When we can learn how to unlearn the things that we've learned, I do this through affirmations to affirm who I truly am. So like I was explaining to you how I used to look in the mirror and think about, oh, my goodness, look at my thighs and look at my stomach, and I reverse that now. When I want to go there, I look in the mirror and I say, thank you, stomach, for carrying me around. Thank you, core, for carrying my body around. And I say, thank you, legs, for having, you know, carrying me around as well, and I can exercise and I have my health. And it's when we focus on the things that we do want is when our life changes. For so many of us, and I'm guilty to this as well, and, I, you know, even to this day, I have, like I said, that mind shift, the shift out of it, is that why do we focus on the things that we do not want? I want you to picture a paper and put a black dot in the middle of the paper. And what we do is we look at that one little black dot, whether it's our finances that aren't going right, whether it's some a relationship, and we forget about all God's greatness that's all around that black dot. I mean, just everything. And but we just put our face and just stick right to that little tiny black pin drop. When the truth is that we are just powerful beyond measure. And so when we start mastering our beliefs and our belief system, we are able to do anything. We're able to accomplish anything that our heart desires. So money and relationships. And so I want to talk about the conscious mind, okay? Our conscious minds are involved in processing our conscious thoughts through our sensory perceptive system. So let's think about this. Whatever we touch, feel, smell, taste, see, or hear will be processed through our conscious mind, okay? So if everybody understands the conscious mind, so everything we can see, you know, everything we could touch, that's our conscious mind. But see, what happens is our beliefs are stored in our subconscious mind. This is where, you know, we can't touch the subconscious mind, but this is all the beliefs, everything that we were taught, all the failures, everything that we feel about ourselves that maybe we're not enough. We store all of these things in our subconscious mind. And so this is what we have to deal with. The things that, you know, we can't touch and see and feel is our subconscious mind, those faulty beliefs, the untruths that we tell ourselves. And that comes up for me to talk about the ego. I'm also a Course in Miracles teacher, and the ego is something that I deal with a lot with my teachings. And simply, it means edging God out, okay? Edging God out. Ego is your self-concept. We typically think of ego as boasting or, you know, putting someone down. But to be honest with you, ego is low self-esteem. Ego is anything that's opposite of spirit. Let's think about that, okay? Anything that's opposite of spirit. And I'm just going to read a line from the Course in Miracles that says, you can speak from your ego or you can speak from spirit. And Psalms 46:10 tells us to be still and know that I am God. When you become still, you let spirit move in your life. So when we're out of ego and we're edging God out and we want to do things on our own, or we're not feeling good about ourselves, or we're putting ourselves down, all that's ego, because God is not in inferiority. He's not a part of any of that, okay? So when we're edging God out, we're not operating from spirit. So Course in Miracles tell us we either operate from spirit or we either operate from the ego. So a lot of times I also, this is another technique that I use with myself and my clients, is I do an ego check, okay, throughout the day as well. Like if I'm feeling, not feeling, you know, myself, not filling up, I have to ask myself, what's going on here? You know, is the ego showing up here, you know, or is this spirit? Anything that's not of good, of love, it's not of God. God is love. You know, God is omnipotent, supreme. So when we do those self-checks throughout the day, it helps bring us back and it helps us check our belief system, okay? It's just such a wonderful thing. A lot of times we are so inundated with these beliefs that we don't even realize that we're self-sabotaging ourselves. And this is where I come in as a coach. I help you identify what limited and false beliefs that are holding you back from reaching your goals. And I do this, you know, like I said, through identifying through the ego. And another wonderful technique that I use as well is called the Sedona method. It's a method where if you're going through a low time in your day, or if you're holding on to some unforgiveness, what you do is you stop, okay, and you welcome the feeling. And I know that might sound a little weird for some people about welcoming a bad feeling, but for so many years, I ran away. I didn't want to deal with any feelings. You know, I was always known as Miss Positivity. You know, I was always, you know, positive all the time. And my coach and mentor, one of my mentors, Dr. Charles Taylor, he told me that is placing ice cream on top of shit, okay? And that took me back. I'm like, oh, my goodness, placing ice cream, okay, and not really dealing with what's going on in my life. So, you know, really identifying what's going on. So welcoming the feeling. And after you welcome the feeling, you ask yourself, can I let this feeling go? You know, is this feeling serving me in any type of way? And for so many people, feelings are serving them. You know, I tell my story about how I was abused as a child, and this is something I only came out with probably over the past couple years. This is something I told to myself I would never tell anyone about, but it has been so freeing for me, and I've also been able to help other victims of sexual abuse because of me coming out about it. And it's so amazing how I didn't want to let it go. So remember, the first step was welcoming the feeling, sitting with it, feeling it. You know, if you need to cry, you know, whatever it is that you need to feel and go through. And then the second step is asking yourself, can I let this feeling go? And once I realized that that was not serving me and that I was holding on to some unforgiveness and that I was carrying that weight around with me from year after year after year, I eventually let it go. And that moves on to the third step of when. Okay, it's that simple. It's not rocket science. It's not brain science. You know, it's not brain surgery. It is really that simple. You can just shift just like that. It's amazing how you can shift. And those three steps, number one, welcoming the feeling. Number two, can I let this feeling go? And number three, when? And if you want to let it go right now, you can drop that thing and you can choose spirit. You can choose God. You can choose connecting to your higher self instantly just like that and move on. And so those are just some of my techniques that I use with my clients and that I use daily with myself, you know, because I'm on this spiritual journey as well, and I'm growing and developing to God, who God intended me to be. So that's just a part of what I do. Mastering your belief systems.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with your host, Stacey Emery, Dr. Ayo Kadar, and myself, the motivational minister, Billy Miller, and we have special guest, transformation coach Chantel Springer, and she's delivering a powerful message. Chantel, I got a question for you before
yes,
we continue
sir.
On. You know, you said you spoke about the limiting beliefs and the myths and all of these things that limit us and hinder us from growing. What can a person do to start renewing their mind to to the right things that they need to be believing.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you have to identify. A lot of, I went throughout life thinking, you know, that it was okay. This is the way I was supposed to believe. You know, we're supposed to have hard times and, you know, doom and gloom. You know, everybody else is going through it in the economy, but I realized that you create your own economy, okay? Mm-hmm. So first, to identify where it was that these beliefs were coming from. And so I had to think back to childhood. I had to think back to, you know, I had to go way back, okay? So once I identify, and especially centered around money for me, like the fear of money, the fear of gaining wealth, and once I dealt with that and really looked at that thing, one technique that I use is affirmations. I am really big on affirmations because affirmations are affirming the truth and denying what's not true, okay? So affirmations, so for instance, one of my money affirmations is that money flows easily and freely to me, okay? Versus my belief before was, I'm lacking it. And even sometimes today, Billy, I want to go there. I want to go there. And sometimes I go there and I have to shift myself back and say, no, money flows easily and freely to me, and God is my source. And I have to focus on the things, the truth, because those untruths, those limited beliefs is what keeps us back.
Definitely. And you know what? This has just been like confirmation. It's so interesting. And this happens like week after week, it seems like. But just today, I decided to pick up a book. Excuse me, I wasn't feeling well, and I was sitting at home today, and I said, okay, I want to read something, and I normally will go to the bookshelf and just pull out a book that I hadn't read in some time, and there was one book that caught my attention that I had not read in years, and that is a book by Catherine Ponder, Open Your Mind to Prosperity. And so when you first started off your message talking about the financial piece, I think that's the one of the largest areas or key areas that most of us can identify with in terms of being an area in our life where we do need transformation and that many of us do want to evolve in and we want to grow in, regardless of how successful we are on paper or how much others may seem that think that we've acquired, we're always seeking to grow. And prosperity, when we talk about prosperity, it's not just financially, obviously. There's prosperity in your relationships, as you discussed, and prosperity in business relationships as well, in your home and your health and your spirit, everything. And that's one of the key things that she said as well in her book, Catherine Ponder talks about, is that before we can even move forward, like you said, Chantel, we have to be able to identify our belief system, identify where these things came from. But another thing is that we have to be very intentional about changing. It's one thing for us to acknowledge the negative thinking or the unhealthy or unserving thinking. It's one thing to acknowledge that, but then we have to be very intentional in our plan of action in order to move forward. And I like the fact that you talked about affirmations. I think that is a great one, and we've talked about that on the show as well, that even if you don't really believe it, you just say it anyway, and it gets to the point where you do believe it. But what are some other specific things that we can do outside of affirmations? Because we know that, okay, we've already identified this, I'm saying these affirmations to myself, but what are some other things that someone can put into action for them to be able to experience these new results?
Yes. I am really big on self-development. Change your inner world, and your outer world will change. And most of the time, we try to change the physical world first, and we try to move the people out. And we try to change the house or change the city thinking things are going to change, but we don't work on the inner. Okay, so I am so big on self-development. And like I said before, this is a journey. We are constantly learning. We're constantly growing and elevating. So I say start right there with self-development. And I do group coaching. I offer group coaching as well. You also have numerous of coaches out there. And in every city, you have self-development groups that you can be a part of. And also a mastermind group. Oh, my goodness. I am so on masterminding and getting with like-minded people, and also finding like a spiritual underlining mastermind group, because having an accountability partner, that's a part of like the coaching paradigm, is accountability partners, and having somebody, you know, to check you and, you know, make sure, you know, that you, you know, encourage you and be in your corner and root you on, and, you know, ask her, you know, are you getting to those goals? you know, that helps a lot, because you just said about, you know, intentional and setting the attention, not so much just really talking about the things that are going on wrong or the faulty beliefs, really setting the intention and working towards the intention. So self-development is everything.
Definitely. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, Dr. Ayal Kedar, the Natural Zen Diva, and Mr. Billy Miller, the Motivational Minister. We encourage you, if you are online, make sure that you're joining us in the chat room. Shout out to Coach Ryle. Thank you. We love the show. We love you being here. Thank you. But make sure that you're joining us in the chat room. We'd love to hear your thoughts, your questions, your comments, your concerns. And also feel free, if you have any questions, you do have Coach Chantel here for another half hour. Feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. So, Dr. Ayal, what are your thoughts on tonight's conversation?
I'm so glad you threw it to me, Stacey, because I was sitting here and I was like, oh, I got a question. Chantel, you mentioned, you talked about ego and how it's really low self-esteem. And I just wanted you to expand on it, because I feel that ego gets in the way of many people, of their lives, of really being fulfilling and then succeeding in the things that they're setting out on. So can you just share with our audience, how do you how would you coach them through letting go of their ego? How can we get comfortable with ourselves? How can we work on keeping our ego in check?
Yes, keeping our ego in check. You know what, Dr. Ayo, perception is everything, the way we perceive, and that's a biggie with me. You know, we have, we all perceive everything differently, okay? And so once we understand that, you know, I use this quote all the time, nothing is neither good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And so once we understand, like I was telling you about, that it's only two ways to operate, and that's out of spirit or ego, love or fear. That's another teaching in the Course in Miracles that we learn, is we either operate from love or fear. So you have to constantly ask yourself when you do that ego self-check. So if something is coming up, like you just talked about low self-esteem or you're not feeling good within yourself, you have to have that self-talk with yourself all the time. You know, you have to check yourself, and you have to also be compassionate and non-judgmental of yourself as well, because we tend to judge ourselves very harshly, okay? So identifying doesn't necessarily mean judging yourself, okay? So once you identify when things and these feelings start coming up, you simply ask yourself, am I operating from love or fear? Am I operating from love or fear? And it's just that easy. Am I operating from love or fear?
Yeah. I want to comment on earlier when you were talking about affirmations. A scripture came to my mind. I can't remember the verse offhand, the reference, but the scripture says, we believe and therefore we spoke. You know, and the word therefore means for that reason. So it says we believe, and for that reason we spoke. And you were talking about the affirmations and also the belief system, and those two, that the mouth and the heart is connected. And so it's important to get that correct belief system, because it's going to affect how you talk. Because a lot of times when people have those limited beliefs and they believe in those limited things, that's when they start confessing those myths, you know, money is the root of all evil, I never live in a house like that, you know, and all of those things. But I just wanted to comment on that, because that's a good point as far as with the affirmations, and you want to start confessing your dreams and confessing what you believe and confessing your vision and your goals. But also you mentioned about the mind. What you call it with the group of people, the crew?
Mastermind.
Mastermind group. Okay, for those who have never heard that, give more detail on how a person, because a lot of people are surrounded by limited people, you know, people who can't see past their bills, they can't see past their bad marriage, they can't see past their failures, so they're not the best resources to help them to develop their vision and their goals and their dreams. So how can a person get involved or connected with a mastermind group?
You know, a mastermind group is just simply a group of people that are supporting you on your vision and on your mission, okay? So you have two ways that you can do this, okay? You can create your own mastermind group within maybe your church of like-minded people. You can create your own mastermind group within, if you have some friends that are on your same, you know, your journey that's passionate about life, you could start a mastermind group like that, or you can join a national mastermind group. We have a national mastermind group out there where the premise is centered around Napoleon's Hill, Think and Grow Rich, and like Grow Rich deals with all aspects of life as well. And so when you're dealing with masterminds, you know, that catapults success. Oh, my goodness. I remember when I first joined my mastermind group back, because I'm here new to Atlanta, and my first mastermind group was down in Florida, and this is where I started my coaching business. You know, I just had this mere dream. You know, people was like, oh, my goodness, you're going to leave your teaching job. And, you know, I was fearful. I tell people straight up, I was afraid. But you know what? I centered myself around people that believed in my dream. I centered myself around people that also had a dream. And see, what happens is that it's when people, what they call the dream killers, it's really never about you. It's about them not fulfilling their dreams, okay? So then that helps compassion for people as well. This is never about you. It's about them not fulfilling their dreams, okay? Meetup.com is a great place to find like-minded people. Here in Atlanta, I'm a part of a group called Spiritual Entrepreneurs. This group has been so instrumental for me with my speaking engagements, because I come from Florida and I used to do retreats down that way. Now I'm up here doing speaking engagements, workshops, and it all stemmed from me joining like-minded people with the Spiritual Entrepreneur group. And it started there, and, you know, we bounce ideas off of each other. We set goals each week, and then when we come back to the round table, we check to see if we met those goals. If we haven't met those goals, we see how we can move further. We get the support of the group to see how they can help us out. It's just like you have your own little team to help push you forward towards your goals.
And that is key. I think we take relationships for granted. And I was just speaking to someone about this recently. We were talking about how, I know even Billy mentioned this before, and I think you did as well, Chantel. We were talking about just the financial piece and about recessions and people just having this negative mindset towards money and so forth. And we were talking about, for example, here in Atlanta, like you said, you see so many progressive individuals on one hand, but on the other hand, you see so many individuals that are down in the dumps that feel like, you know, they're just getting the worst part of what life has to offer in terms of their finances. They're getting bad break after bad break, that, you know, homes are, you know, are not where they should be in terms of the market and all the kind of stuff. You hear all these things that are going on around us, and then you see other individuals that are prospering in this economy. And we talked about how important relationships are, that if you're at a place right now where you're ready for change, it's one thing for you to say, okay, this has been going on for so long, I need to change the way I think, I need to change my belief system, but you also need to change your belief system in terms of how you view relationships with other people. It's unfortunate, and you guys can tell me, you know, if you think otherwise, but I think it's unfortunate in our society even nowadays that many men and women are not able to have healthy, substantial relationships without them being misconstrued for romantic relationship. And so many people shy away from the word relationship. You know, when we hear relationship, we always think it has to be that type of relationship. But what about relationships to grow in business? What about relationships to grow professionally, personally, spiritually, as you just said, like those mastermind groups? And I think that's a definitely an area where we need to have a mind shift in terms of how we view relationship with other people, whether it's of the same sex or not, to be able to grow in other areas. How are we going to be able to get the resources that we need for us to improve our finances or improve our housing situation or be able to obtain a new position in a company or to grow in a project if we're not able to reach out to a friend on LinkedIn or Facebook or on the phone and say, hey, I need a favor. Do you know anyone in this area? And connect that way. I think that's another one that needs to be addressed when we talk about mastering this belief system and we talk about the mind shift is we need to talk about personal relationship. But do you guys agree with that? Like that's an area that needs to be addressed?
Yes, absolutely. And Stacey, you know, people do business with people they know and like and trust. You know, that's the rule of thumb when you talk about business relationships. And, you know, you have to build relationships. Just like here, moving up here to Atlanta, that group that I'm a part of, Spiritual Entrepreneurs, I've gotten speaking engagements because I've built relationships.
Sure.
And, you know, they have a chance. And, you know, so they know me now and they like me and they trust me. So it is definitely about building relationships. And you also touched on something, too, and when I'm thinking about relationships, too, and also dealing with, you know, our relationships with our significant others, you know, is important as well. And one key thing that I love to teach is that you need 200% of a person. You don't need 50% of this and 50% of the other person. You need a complete whole person. You need two whole complete persons, period. And that comes through self-development. That comes through prayer and meditation. That becomes, you know, getting closer in a higher relationship with your source, God, whatever you call your higher source. And when you are laser vision focused on that and working on self, all your relationships around you, your business relationships, your relationships with your children, everything start changing. And I talk about bringing your spiritual self to all your relationships. And so that's how it works out. When you bring your spiritual self to your job and your spiritual self to your business, your spiritual self with your marriage, and that's how it just all balances out.
And that's like me and Stacey was talking earlier right before the show about some different goals and stuff. And Stacey told me, she said, give me a call next Wednesday and ask me about it.
Mm.
And that goes along with that masterminding group, that accountability. That's why she wanted me to call her, because now she knows that, okay, so he's going to call me next Wednesday and I got to be
right.
I got to be where I'm at, you know. But
definitely,
also,
but it's so important to have those people in your life. I'm so thankful. See, aww.
But I want you to address one thing for me, Chantel. There are a lot of people who are hearing this message, and they've been in bondage. They've been scared to step out because of all these limited beliefs and fear of failure and all of these things. But here's one thing that hinders them. They think that, well, because they feel that fear, that something's wrong with them, and they think that they're the only ones who feel this. Can you speak to that person?
Yes. I'm speaking to that person and speaking to my spirit. That's why I love this work, because everything I talk, I'm speaking to my own spirit and my own soul. And I would like to say that you are enough. Okay, wherever you are in your life, that is one of my main things I tell myself even before this call. I am enough. With my past mistakes, with my unfulfilled dreams, right where I am in this space and moment, I am enough. It's all a part of the greater master plan. And once you understand that, okay, once you get that, and you know and understand that you're not the only person going through. You have people, you have the millionaires, and we can all contest to this. We see that money does not solve everything, okay, because we're letting finances keep us in the dumps, and we're letting relationships keep us in the dumps. And just know that right where you are, God is. No matter where that's at, wherever you are, God is. Wherever you are, God is. And that is something that I held on to for about 6 years when I left, when I was contemplating leaving my teaching job, and I was having all these guilty feelings. Oh, my goodness, the children need me in the school system. And I had so many different feelings going on and really self-sabotaging myself. And the little voice said, wherever you are, I am. Wherever you are, God is. Wherever you are, God is.
I remember when I first started speaking, I was always nervous. And, and you know, I just thought it was just me. And I would ask all of these different people that I knew that spoke well, you know, do they get nervous?
Mm-hmm.
And the majority of them say yes. There've been guests on this show, powerful guests, and they before the show starts, they say, "I'm nervous. Pray for me." But you would never know it. But we think because we're in this situation where we got to speak, or you know, where we got to step out, and we feel that fear, and we take that fear as the mean that something's wrong with us, or you know, or we're cast out, or we're pointed out. But you know, we just need to feel the fear and do it anyway.
That's right, fear, false evidence appearing real. Oh, my goodness, that's my acronym. I take with me everywhere. False evidence appearing real. That's all fear is.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here blown away. Oh, let me, before I do that, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, Dr. Aoki Dar, the Natural Zen Diva, and Mr. Billy Miller, the Motivational Minister. We are joined by Coach Chantel Springer, and she is sharing her message, Master Your Belief System. And we are just talking about how our belief system affects every single area of our lives. And we have to be willing to confront the thoughts that we have and the belief system that we have right now in order for us to be able to change that, to improve that belief system, and therefore improving our results and our circumstances and our situations. And so I'm sitting here, I was reading my notes, and I'm sorry there was a pause there, Chantel, because I'm, you know, we talk about the guests that come on the show week after week, and it's such a treat for us because many people look at us and say, oh, you guys are the Mind Shift crew, and, you know, we're here to be able to develop other people and to speak into other people's lives, but it's such a blessing to have these guests, you know, like you joining us every single week, speaking into us and just sharing all this, and we learn so much from this show, and that's why it's such a blessing to even be in this position and such an honor to have guests like you on the show. Because it really forces us to take a look at ourselves as well. You know, like Billy just said, and one thing I do appreciate about the show, I have to say, is the transparency in this show, that we have all committed to being very transparent on this show, and we share some things sometimes that you might say something, you'd be like, oh, I wish I didn't say that, or something like that. But I love that because it's a safe place. Like Billy just talked about the accountability piece and me asking him to hold me accountable, and Dr. Isle does that, and I'm thankful to have this great support system that can hold me accountable and that can be there to be supportive. But in being supportive, it's important that we have people in our lives that will hold us accountable and be truthful. You know, you don't want to just have people in your circle that are just cheering you on, a whole bunch of cheerleaders, but not able to call you out on some stuff. And it's the same thing when we are looking in the mirror and we're looking at ourselves and looking at our situations and looking at what needs to be improved, we're sometimes afraid to call ourselves out. But it's even worse when we have someone else call us out or put us on blast, as we like to say. So I just say that because I feel like, you know, for those of you that may be listening and say, you know, I don't have those people in my circle that can talk to me like that, that can coach me, that can uplift me and so forth, it's okay if they're not there in your immediate area, but you have outlets, you have resources available to you, like this show, for example. You can plug into Mind Shift Talk Radio every Monday night and start your week off right with a mind shift. And then you can go on Facebook, and you can connect with us, and then you can connect with other people that are in the Mind Shift group. And then you can join other groups, like Coach Chantel just said, talking about those mastermind groups that are in your area. And Billy just posted, even in the chat room, just put the link out there for meetup.com. Great website that you can go to, meetup.com, to look at things that are going on in your area. But again, we talk about this week after week. We can have these shows. We can talk about the growth. We can talk about the development. But it really does take you saying, okay, I'm ready to take action. And you have to ask yourself, at what point am I going to be ready to do that? What is it that you're afraid of? What is it that you're hiding from? What is it that's holding you back? Are you holding back? Is it other people around you that are holding you back? What is it? And then once we identify those things, then we just have to be bold. You know, my thing right now, like the confessions I'm holding on to, which is operating in holy boldness. And I don't have all the answers. And you know what? I just bless God that I don't have all the answers, but I know everything is going to work out. And sometimes it's just, you know, it's so hard and it's challenging because sometimes you just feel like I beat myself up. And Billy can tell you this, and I don't know anybody else that's around me can say, you know, she just has her moments where she loses it. And I think it's healthy to have those moments because if you don't have those moments, you're just not human. You know, you're not going to have it together 100% of the time. There are going to be some times when you're weak and you need strong people there to support you and to lift you up. And also, the goal should be and the prayer should be that you're also there to uplift other people. You go through your hard times. You go through your challenges, but it's not just for you. It's not just about you. I truly believe that we walk the walk that we walk to be a blessing to other people. And so that has been a mindset that has changed my life. When I go through very challenging times in my life, I tell myself, and I truly believe, that I'm going through that experience because someone else needs me to go through this experience for me to help them through it as well. Whether it's in terms of relationship, whether it's in terms of family issues, in terms of finances, in terms of whatever it may be. I believe that in order for me to be able to be a blessing to someone else, I have to have my own testimony. I have to have my own experiences. It's so much easier for someone to be able to connect with you when you're being transparent and you're sharing your own challenges versus you just speaking about something but you never walked it. You can talk the talk, but you can't walk the walk. And so when you're going through things, you're listening to the show right now and you're saying it's time for a change and, oh, my gosh, I haven't done what I'm supposed to do, but I'm ready now, great. Take every experience you've had, take every situation you've had, and use it for good. You know, use it for good. And you talked about ego at the beginning of the show, Chantel, and I think it's so important for us to really get over ourselves. Yeah. I think that's where a lot of the stress comes from and the challenges come from because we're so caught up in us and what we want and what we should look like and what should we should be doing instead of just taking that time, like you said, to sit still, to breathe, to relax. And just to trust, right?
Absolutely.
But go ahead. I know we're coming up at the end of the hour, and I do want to talk to you about, I want you to tell us a little bit more about your, I know you do the retreats and the workshops through mm-hmm. the 100 Days of Gratitude. So I would like for you to tell us more about the 100 Days of Gratitude.
Yes, that's my baby. That's how I got started with this coaching. I was going through low moments in my own personal life, and Facebook, I love Facebook. Oh, my goodness, one of my Facebook friends started posting something every single day that she was grateful for, and I joined in. And in the middle of my process of me posting, I was giving myself about 30 days, my life shifted around. Things started happening and moving in my life financially. My relationships started moving and shifting, and I was like, I'm on to something here. So I started researching, studying gratitude and really living my life, my own personal life. And what you said about being transparent, Stacey, this is the way I live my life, period, because people relate with people, relationships. They want to know, you know, that you're just like them. I put my pants on the same way you put your pants on, okay? And it's mm-hmm. all about authenticity, being authentic. Being real with people. That's why I always tell my story. I never profess to have it all together. I'm still on this journey. But God has given me gifts and tools, and I've learned along the way to learn how to shift, to do that mind shift, okay? So my 100 Days of Gratitude, I'm putting it on the road next year. I started down in Florida. I will be doing my first retreat up here in Atlanta over the next couple months. And my goal is to take 100 Days of Gratitude to corporations, to take it into businesses and teach people how to be grateful and to really find the gleam when everything is glam, to learn how to dance in the rain when the storms are happening in your life, to keep your head held high. And so that's what my gratitude retreats are all about. It's about your belief systems. It's about all of that, your perceptions. And I also do group coaching. I have a group coaching session that's starting January the 2nd to start off the new year where you can get together with like-minded people, have those accountability partners. Along with the group coaching, we'll be dealing with and identifying some of those limited beliefs. We'll also be going through universal spiritual teachings, and we're going to be shifting and just creating a magnificent 2012. You all can reach me at www.masteryourbeliefsystem.com. That's www.masteryourbeliefsystem.com. And for this particular group, I'm only taking up to 8 participants. So that's only up to 8 participants. So once this closes off, and then I'll be starting another one after that. But I'm doing accountability and just, you know, helping people really connect with their authentic selves and their spiritual selves, because we so vastly only connect with that human self, with those emotions. And our spiritual self is untouched. Our spiritual self is unlimited, and that's what I help people connect with.
I love it. Well, before we close off the show, I just want to give my partner some time to go ahead and share their final thoughts. I'll start with you, Dr. Ira. What are your final thoughts about tonight's show?
All right. Well, I just want to say thank you, Coach Chantel, for joining us. You know, at the end of the day, guys, you have to be, we are each accountable for ourselves. And ultimately, once you identify what's holding you back, the source is still going to be yourself. So, you know, you have to, just like we talked about last week, is breaking through and finding that champion within. And this week, we're helping you to master your belief system. At the end of the day, the one ingredient that doesn't change is you. And you have to take action. You have to decide that you want to be that change. So, hey, Mindshift Talk Radio, we do it every week. Invite a friend next time.
Yeah, I love the show. I like anything that's going to teach us how to expand our mindset and to think big, and also to connect with other people. You know, if you can accomplish your dream by yourself, then you're dreaming too small. So connect with people who have your solutions. Disconnect from people who have your troubles. And just continue to think big. If you go, you got to think anyway, so you might as well think big.
I agree. And again, you know, thank you to you, Coach Chantel Springer, for being here this week. Again, it was just awesome. Definitely blessed us with those nuggets. So thank you. And we'll make sure that we share the link for that site, MasterYourBelief.com.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. So that is it for tonight's show, guys. And definitely we encourage you, as Dr. Isle said, to make sure that you're here with us every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. You know, share the replay with friends and family members. You can always send them the link on Facebook. If you're not a friend on Facebook, make sure that you become our friend at facebook.com/MindShiftTalkRadio. If you're listening online and you're already on the site, go to MindShiftTalkRadio.com or find us on Blog Talk and follow our show to get updates and to make sure that you're here every week, starting your week off the right way. What better way is there to start the week off? You've had the weekend, you've done all this kind of stuff, and you're ready to get back to work or whatever it is that you're working towards, and you want to start it off on a positive and a healthy note. And so you do that with us here every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also make sure that you're here next week. We're going to have another phenomenal speaker that is going to be joining us. And he is also the author of a book entitled The 12 Universal Laws of Success. So as we said, we're providing you with all the nuggets and all the tools that you need to position yourself for greatness in 2012 and moving beyond. So make sure that you're here with us. Again, I'm your host, Stacey Emery, always joined by the phenomenal Mindshift crew, Mr. Billy Miller, the motivational minister, and Dr. Isle Kedar, the natural Zen diva. Excuse me, we just ask that you guys have another blessed, phenomenal, amazing, and productive week. And make sure that you're here with us next week, same time, same place. And we will talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mind.